think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hello, I'm the voice of Georgia Floors Direct, and I bear good news from Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers. What's a Florier? That's a professional who happily helps you navigate the choices you have among the hardwoods, laminate, ceramics, and porcelain tiles at Georgia Floors Direct. The very finest in wood flooring at a real wholesale price. Over 2,500 different styles of hardwood laminate and tiles to choose from on the showroom floor, and your Florier will show you the way. The best and local professional installers. A Georgia Floors Direct experience from beginning to end. And this is why they're going golden. Almost 50 years of service to the River Region. Happy customers since 1969. Georgia Floors Direct. Thousands of flooring choices and the Georgia Floors Direct experts ready to help you with choices and installations. See them today. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. We save you time, we save you money.
Come join the city of Prattville for their 18th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the city pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There will be a concert by Established, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are deep into that summertime pattern now. A good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds today. It's going to be hot with a high around 93, and some widely scattered storms will be around. Not many, but a few lucky towns will get one that'll cool you down for a while. Low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow, I think, we'll be in the middle 90s. A hot and humid Thursday. Spotty, isolated storms around. Not many, but I think by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances get better. There'll be more storms around. They'll still be random, and not every town will get one, but they'll be a little more numerous over the weekend. High temperatures this weekend in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everybody, gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
And who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the trees?
Who can tax the trees?
And let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yes, welcome to the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. You're listening to Happy Hour. Greg Udell's still on vacation. He'll be back Monday. So for now, you have me, Joey Clark, sitting in the captain's chair. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
And here.
So tonight is the night where they actually let the circus animals out on stage in one place for millions to watch on national television. There will be glitz and glam, zingers and laugh lines. There'll be emotional pleas to pull at your heartstrings, angry rants about the man in the White House. Yes, the Democratic debates for the Democratic primary to be the nominee for the Democratic Party to eventually be president of these United States. It begins tonight. Now, there are 24 of these yahoos running. Only 20 will be featured in these debates. So tonight, we have the first 10. And really, the only person in the top tier who will be featured on tonight's debate is Elizabeth Warren, or as the president has called her, Pocahontas. My God, though. Elizabeth Warren is running strong. And I say, my God, because for a long time, I can't stand her. I have no love in my heart for Elizabeth Warren. It's not personal, Liz. It's not personal at all. It's just that when you start representing yourself as the leader of this nation and what you would like to do, I just say, my God, because I believe in liberty, the bit that we have left, and I do not think you would serve that number one cause of being president, defending the American people's liberty. In fact, I think you and people like Bernie Sanders, who will be featured in tomorrow night's debate alongside Joe Biden, you often think that liberty means the government doing things for you. You conflate liberty with agency. You conflate liberty and freedom with being carefree. That's not how any of this works. But you'll tell people that's how it works. See, tonight, because there are 10 of these people on stage, don't expect anything Lincoln Douglas style, and I highly doubt Americans have the attention span for any sort of Lincoln Douglas style debate. But maybe I'm wrong about that, and I've really had this trouble lately, folks. What I enjoy listening to when I'm not on these airwaves, when I'm not reading political news, I enjoy podcasts. And podcasts are usually very long form, without any breaks, where people can actually have in-depth discussions on frivolous, ridiculous things like wrestling or movies or television shows, or in-depth, interesting discussions that could last 3, 4, 5 hours if you have the time, split it up over a couple days, on history and economics and politics. So there's this world out there, and it's becoming more and more popular, more and more mainstream. Good luck to all the corporate brands, by the way, who want to start their own podcast. No, there are big thought leaders in the podcast world that have gained a following organically because people like the guests they have on, they like the topics they engage with. And so that's what I enjoy, and I think I represent a large segment of the American people in the sense that I enjoy this sort of long-form conversation and format. But the country is split along so many different lines, Democrat, Republican, men and women, black, white, Hispanic. There are so many different lines and categories and boxes we can fit ourselves into and divide ourselves with. But I think there is a huge divide in those who enjoy sort of new media, whether it be reading books, which has kind of found a new media format in the ebook or audiobook format, and those who like listening to podcasts, against those who, and it's nothing wrong with this, it's just a different world. When you watch cable news, everything is chopped up into 4-minute, 5-minute, maybe a 10-minute or a 15-minute segment. But largely, what I've found is the chopped up cable news style segment. And what they're going to do tonight with 10 people on this debate stage is that it impoverishes any sort of worthwhile conversation. It turns our words into weapons, into, well, gimmicks and gotcha moments. So tonight, when these 10 Democrats are on stage, they will have 60 seconds for answers. Seriously? You know, I asked Dan just a second ago, and I mean this. When did our politics become so dumb? When did we start to fulfill the prophecy that was the movie Idiocracy? Or maybe it's always been this dumb and impoverished. But how in the hell do you answer in 60 seconds, in a robust and intelligent way, many of the issues of the day? I suppose there's a way to do it if you boil everything down to a bumper sticker. But is this really what we're going for? It's just a nice reminder for me, folks, that even though I fell in love with politics because of the theory and the Federalist Papers and the brilliant language, informed language of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, our politics has become, well, a commercialized national show. It's a popularity contest. And at least when I watch America's Got Talent or The Voice or American Idol, I'm actually entertained. I have a feeling, though, tonight, I'm not going to be entertained. I'm going to want to pull out these luxurious locks on my head. So I'm going to leave the hair up. I'm going to not touch my head. And here's my one hope for this evening, because it will be 60-second answers. It will be all these folks looking for that great zinger, that great moment that they can then clip into 30 seconds and make a campaign out, ad out of it, or a viral video that they can share on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. Well, here's my one hope. I would love to see Elizabeth Warren fall flat on her face, but I don't think she will. I actually predict Elizabeth Warren will hold her own very well, as far by, you know, Democrat progressive standards. I think she'll hold her own pretty well. But my one hope, my one prediction, because he's struggling, and he shouldn't be struggling, is poor Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey. Wouldn't it be great to have a president from New Jersey? And I say that with half my family from there. Cory Booker thinks he should be doing better than he is. He tried to essentially call everything, well, short of racist, called Joe Biden everything short of racist last week, and that really backfired on him. He looked petulant. He looked flaccid and ineffective. So I think what's going to happen is Cory Booker's going to come out tonight and swing for the fences. And he's going to strike out. Going to have that 0% batting average. He's not even going to get a single. Because when you swing for the fences and you don't have your fundamentals down, and everybody can see from a mile away the contrived BS you're trying to shill, well, I have a feeling, Corey, you're going to fall flat on your face. I give you credit for working with Republicans across the aisle and working even with the President of the United States on things like criminal justice reform. I tip my hat to you in that regard, Senator Booker. But as far as you being the next President of the United States, we both know it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But yes, 60-second answers, a television audience of millions. And for a lot of these yahoos, a chance to introduce themselves to the millions and millions watching around the world. It'll probably be their only time they get to introduce themselves and say goodbye. It'll probably be their only time in the spotlight, unless there's another one of these packed debates a month or two from now. And by the way, there will also be 30-second rebuttals. If a candidate on stage is mentioned, they'll have a chance to respond. And that's probably what people like Elizabeth Warren are hoping for. She gets mentioned, she gets to respond. And of course, they're going to go over time. Because who can possibly have an interesting discussion when it's chopped up into 60-second, 30-second bits? Like, if I've done debates on the radio here, I'll give people like a few minutes to make their point. Like 4 minutes. That's a long time. You could do a nice opening statement with that. But really, if you look at classic debates that still go on today, thank God, you get 10 minutes to open, 15. Because these issues are complicated. You should be able to lay out your worldview and your opinion on so many issues, whether it's healthcare or education or the banking system or foreign relations. Whether diplomacy or military strategy. They're complicated, important issues, but it's boiled down again to razzle-dazzle, shilling BS, and sound bites. But it will be fun to watch. The circus has begun. So I'll watch it tonight, begrudgingly. If it's not entertaining, well, I'll probably turn it off and watch something, you know, actually entertaining. Because even though this stuff is important, don't get me wrong, the fact that we've dumbed it down into this reality show contest full of very serious people who really come across as so serious that they're downright silly, well, it makes my stomach turn and makes me want to spew chunks. And I don't want to do that, even in the privacy of my own home. But we'll see. We'll get more into this. I've left out the elephant in the room. Pun intended, Donald Trump. The president is on his way to the G20 in Japan, where he plans on meeting with leaders such as Vladimir Putin and President Xi Jinping of China. I mean, big, important meetings going on. And I'm sure there'll be diplomacy and efforts done in regards to the American policy towards Iran. A lot to be discussed here. A lot to be discussed. But will the president find time in the midst of his G20 travels to watch this debate? Because I have a feeling Elizabeth Warren won't be the person mentioned the most. I have a feeling that the person who will be mentioned the most, no, not Joe Biden, not Bernie Sanders. The person who will be mentioned the most will be Donald J. Trump. They can't help themselves. And if this election becomes a referendum on Trump, like it was in 2016, I think the Democrats, well, they'll come up short again. To me, it's all about the economy, stupid. It's all about the economy. Now, is the economy going strong? Well, for now it is. There were some chilling words yesterday from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Powell, saying there are all sorts of uncertainties in the economy. Consumer confidence is not where it was a few months ago. This could spell trouble. And I'll warn you now, folks, especially those of you who like to stump for Trump and ride that train. If the economy goes south, Donald Trump is in trouble. I'm not saying it will go south. I'm just laying out the scenarios here. As long as it remains strong, Donald Trump, I think, will remain strong. That is his Achilles heel. All the broadsides the Democrats will throw at him tonight and tomorrow night, it'll fade away out of memory right after these people say it. It might, you know, be mixed up in the news cycle. But I will say this. One of the things I will look for tonight is to be surprised. The last time I was surprised in politics is when Donald Trump won in November 2016. I didn't expect him to win. Because, well, the polls showed, the data showed, that Hillary would win. But she didn't. So what I'm looking for, because I'm a bit jaded, having covered this every day now for 8 years, is something to surprise me. I would love to see one of these Democrats say something that actually makes me curious, makes me stop and think. Will I completely buy into their candidacy and their campaign if they do that? No. But I'll at least be interested. Hopefully, out of this terrible format that we call a debate, something interesting and unique will occur. I won't hold my breath, but I'll be happy to see it. What a crap show this circus is going to be. You're listening to Happy Hour. Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Budell. We'll be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you see lights flickering around the house or a humming noise that seems to be coming from nowhere in particular, those are not situations to be ignored. But who do you call? You know, when you need an electrician, who's your go-to electrician? We finally have that person for you here in town. His name is Mr. Electric. Now, obviously, Mr. Electric is a team of master certified electricians, top notch, who, when they make an appointment to come to your house to check out what seems to be a problem, to install a ceiling fan, a light fixture, whatever it is you need. They installed my Ring doorbell system for me. I let them do everything because they're so good at it. And when they say they're going to be there at 2 o'clock, guess what? That's when the doorbell rings. They clean any debris that's created from an installation or a repair. And by the way, when they come over and assess the situation that you need addressed, they give you a price, and that's what you pay. No surprises, no games. Top-notch electricians, great business ethics at Mr. Electric. Jot the number down, 269-8886. You may not need it today or tomorrow, but you may need it soon. You won't have to think about who to call. Or visit them and learn more about this great company at MrElectric.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
If you like piña coladas and getting cold,
spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like piña coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Are your carpets filled with memories, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from. Right now, with free installation on any purchase of $5.99 or more, all by licensed local pros, backed for life. Today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $5.99 minimum purchase required, typically $6.99. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through August 28, 2019.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Oh, welcome back to Happy Hour. Now, one of the things that could happen, it's what I'm hoping will happen to Cory Booker, because I'll be honest, I have developed an irrational, emotional disdain for the man. I don't know where it really comes from. I haven't examined it with my therapist because I don't have a therapist. But I hope maybe this will happen to Cory Booker. What I'm talking about is, well, it could be called an oops moment. But maybe it'll happen to Beto Francis O'Rourke. That would be juicy, wouldn't it, folks? But it happened to Rick Perry in 2011. Some of you might remember this. You put all this time, all this money into running for the presidency. You've built up a stellar political career over years, if not decades. Because you don't just decide to run for president overnight. And then you hit the national debate stage. And you've got your limited government program. We're talking about Republicans here, not the yahoos that'll be on stage tonight. Your limited government program. And you're going to be forceful and straightforward. You're going to get rid of all sorts of federal departments. And this is what happened to Rick Perry. Hopefully it'll happen to somebody tonight. Because when it happens, these oops moments, well, it's hilarious, if not a little bit sad.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Mm-hmm. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
EPA?
EPA, there you go. No, okay.
Let's talk deposition.
Seriously? Is EPA the one you were talking about? Or?
No, sir.
You can't name the third one?
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. Oh, my. I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
And if you were watching the clip along with me, folks, I know it's radio land, you can only hear it. Ron Paul is standing right next to Rick Perry the whole time, and he's just smirking. And Ron Paul's like, three agencies? I want to abolish the whole damn thing. It was just an entertaining moment. Hopefully we'll get moments like that, because I don't want to waste a perfectly good Wednesday night watching boring, holier-than-thou drones drone on. But we'll see. We'll see. I think it would be juicy if Cory Booker or Beto O'Rourke were the ones that fell flat on their faces. Is there just something about these, like, young guys that are really way too ambitious for their age be going for things? Maybe it'll happen to Elizabeth Warren. I don't know if Pocahontas has it in her. It seems like she's feeling her oats, and trying to get back to her roots that don't really have any relation to the Native Americans that were here years ago. But anyway, I digress. But we'll get into more of the issues, some of the issues they might be talking about tonight, as well as some other fun news. There's a car dealership in Alabama that's made national news with their latest promotion they're doing if you buy a truck. So we'll cover that. And also, I never got to it yesterday, but apparently there is now a device, a harness, if you will, that you can connect a leash to, and you can walk your chicken. I don't know if it has to be a hen or a rooster, but you can strap your chicken in and walk it. Why? I don't know. I've never had a pet chicken. I've never even raised chickens for eggs. I know a lot of people do. Farm fresh eggs sound fantastic. I'm not going to knock that, but for the life of me, I don't know why you would want to walk your chicken. Covering this and many other important things, you're listening to Happy Hour. Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Budell. Greg is gone all week down in Florida visiting his daughter, Janelle. He deserves it. I'm hoping he's having a good time. I'm having an all right time. I feel a little lonely up here. So if you want to join in, 272-9228, what do you think is going to happen in tonight's debate between the first 10 Democrats to take the stage? Or do you even care? Are you even going to watch the circus? Because I'm sure there will be a recap of that circus tomorrow. Well, I guarantee it. We'll be doing it on this show. Anyway, gotta hit this break. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and our traffic is as to be expected this time of the afternoon. We're busy on the boulevard, but no big hassles. If you're on the interstate system, we don't see anything to slow you down. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride both on I-65 and I-85, and the traffic on the 31s is basically clear this afternoon. Let's be careful and get where we're headed safely. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what. When you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums. You should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that. because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Peyton Body, on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27-REC with a W. Montgomery Peyton Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents and Doug.
Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Shop July 4th savings and get a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit for just $179. And save $10 on a DeWalt Tough Grip 27-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set now for just $9.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-3 U.S. only.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Alexander City Mayor Don McClellan has died. McClellan was currently the city's economic development director. City officials tell Alabama News Network he died of a heart attack. McClellan was 74 years old. Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellengrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to pitch in to help solve this problem. And changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch that will be called Midtown YMCA. It'll be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, I've yet to check, and I guarantee you I will, folks. I guarantee it. Who is moderating tonight's debate with the Democrats? But I really wish they could dig up this actor from Billy Madison so he could give them a real talking to.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Mm. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
It's always fun. You see it in wrestling sometimes when you have the evil referee who's in the tank for one of the wrestlers, one of the competitors. It's always fun when a moderator does one of those heel turns and stumps for one of the candidates on the stage. And anyway, that might happen. There's so many possible things that could happen in this ridiculous, almost meaningless circus. That is very, very important. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Talk to JD. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. You know what? You just brought up a great point. I'm going to tell you a couple of other points, yeah. But to touch base on your last point, I think one of their former colleagues would be a great moderator. Jerry Springer, man. Elizabeth Warren, you said you were Native American, and DNA said that was a lie. You know, I think he would just be great. Any politician is like, yeah, I got caught with a bunch of ladies the other night in the hotel room. I'll go ahead and resign. You know.
Well, I'm looking I'm looking on that note. I'm looking forward to the town hall sort of debates where they let actual unwashed Americans ask the questions. And
exactly,
I would love to see Senator Warren. We have a question from a member of the Cherokee tribe.
Well, another thing that would be epic, more so to watching all of these people lie through their teeth tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm really looking forward to? It's only going to be a couple of days before a bad lip reading session pops out about it on YouTube.
Yes!
And I am so looking forward to that.
Yes, bad lip reading has become a tradition. I hope they keep it up. I think they will for this cycle.
They're going to have to, considering the all the idiots that they've got that's going to be on stage at one time. It's kind of be hard not to do what.
I know. It's so easy to mock these things. And, I can put on different hats. I can put myself in the position of I'm trying to help one of these candidates and do well on the stage. It's such a show before it ever really is a detailed debate and policy discussion. It's more of, can you get that shade thrown out there? Can you get that good zinger in that gets a good sound bite the news will play over and over again? It's absurd what they have to go through.
I'm curious to see if any of them, because a lot of them are trying to fill the Donald Trump by having the witty comebacks and the crackbacks.
Right.
And they're just not good at it. But I'm waiting to see one of them attempt to make a crackback on people like Kamala Harris, with her college Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, 8 years before it ever came out. These people have told such blatant lies. I'm waiting for them to call each other out on it.
Yeah.
Because when Trump calls them out on it, oh, that's not true. Trump's lying. Well, now they're going to call each other out on it.
And that's what some of the Democratic strategists are really worried about, that because there are so many people in this race for the Democratic nomination, that it really will be a scrum, and it'll be hard to discern what anybody stands for. They'll just be knocking each other out.
It's going to be like, I picture it like bowling, and I think Trump's going to come through there, and just knock it out of the park when it's time. But they're making each other a bunch of weak pins right now.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, I enjoy. Have a good show, man.
Appreciate it, JD. Let's go to the phones and talk to Randall. And we're taking any question, any comment about tonight's Democratic debate and tomorrow night's. Are you going to watch? Do you even care? Do you hope something happens? We'll see. Hey, Randall, what's up?
What's up, man? The question I had, do you think that even go after Trump, or you think they're going to be pretty much trying to come out ahead in their own party and then worry about Trump later? Or you think it's just natural to jump on Trump?
I think a few of them tonight and tomorrow night will try to play a pretty straight and narrow, a positive message, and not mention Donald Trump. But I think most of them can't help themselves. They're going to be mentioning this very, and I want to be clear, broke my heart when I saw this image of the father and his daughter drowned in the Rio Grande. And that will be brought up tonight. For sure, and it'll probably be hung around Trump's neck. But I think Donald Trump will be mentioned a lot.
Well, I mean, they can't hang that. Oh, I guess they can paint anything.
Try.
But yeah. But I mean, you got to, he 3 years ago, he said, we're not going to let y'all in no more. So, before then, they was enticing folks to come over here. Give them a reason to come. Y'all come. We want you here. We're going to give you everything. Well, 3 years ago, that stopped. So now, I cannot feel sorry for nobody these past 3 years. I mean, and then plus, if you're going to do that, I mean, that's pretty stupid anyway. You know what I mean? I mean, I know you want a better life for yourself, but if you pick the deepest part and have to stick your child up in the shirt just to keep it head, I mean, go across like everybody else. I mean, there's thousands walk across a day. My only thing is reckon something else happened to these, and they just, this is just stuff. I pitch because they know all the places they cross. They cross with youngers every day. It just ain't nothing new. Why all of a sudden we get a picture of one drowned? I mean, that kind of throw me for a loop.
Well, and Randall, I look at these things. I try to just look at it as a human story and leave the politics aside, though the politics does bear on it. And it might have just been a desperate husband-wife, and he wasn't thinking. And he lost his life and his daughter's life doing it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, look how many cross every day.
Yeah,
I mean, every day. Why all of a sudden, why hadn't more drowned before now? Why hadn't another one come up, a couple of years ago when it wasn't been? I just, I just don't see how all of a sudden one just drowns. Why hadn't this happened before?
But this is what the media does, too. They try to look for that. Well, like the Bull Connor with the hoses and the police dogs against the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
They look for these moments, like the girl walking away from the napalm in Vietnam. They look for images they can share and make viral, a symbol to make a point, and the politicians are certainly going to use that. But I've got other calls, man.
Yeah, bro. All right.
Appreciate it, Randall. Appreciate it. Real quick, got to hit weather and be right back, folks. Hold your positions online. Talking tonight's Democratic debate. What do you think? Do you even care? 272-9228.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you might encounter one of those widely scattered storms roaming around. Not many towns are going to get one, but a few lucky towns may, and they'll fade out later tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, look for another scorcher of a day, high in the middle 90s, hot and humid with only spotty afternoon storms. The chances of running into one are really small, but if you get under one, you can get a lot of rain. Then thunderstorms will be a little bit better supply on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more storms to go around over the upcoming weekend. Maybe cool you down for a little while. Highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the best investments you can make in your home and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125. 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. If you want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228. We're discussing tonight's upcoming Democratic debate, as well as tomorrow night's. Should be interesting, I hope. The president has weighed in on this. He said, it's part of my life. This is why he's going to watch. It just seems very boring. That's a very unexciting group of people. Well, I don't always agree with you, Mr. President, but well said. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Like I said, you know, what is it, about an hour?
2 hours.
2 hours, okay. With 10 people, that ain't going to give them a lot of time to talk. But, you know, they need to liven it up. I can think of a few scenarios, you know. Maybe they can get into one of these, start hollering at each other, you know. I know you are, but what am I? And, you know, that kind of stuff. And asking people to step outside. Or how about this, Joy? Off to the side, we can have a big, long table and have a bunch of cream pies out there, and we could get in one of those Three Stooges pie-throwing things, you know?
Or like the Nickelodeon slime, like, just come from the ceiling.
Yeah, I just thought about it when you said that. Yeah, whenever one of them makes up a story or tells a lie about something, then the stuff comes down. Right.
I would love to hook like a Cory Booker or Beto O'Rourke up into like a shock collar. It's like shut up.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting to see if they actually attack each other,
yeah,
or if they do all this mamby-pamby stuff. But I'm kind of looking forward to the Fox recap and as they tear it to shreds afterwards. But
and if you take the perspective that this is really just a show and looking for sound bites, then it's a lot more fun.
It's kind of like the dog shows they have on TV. You know, they come out there and they parade around, and they give them a little snack there, you know, and let them do their strutting around. That's what it is.
Oh, well. Well, I appreciate the call, Jim.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
You too. Let's go to Eric. Hey, hola.
Hola, Joey.
How you doing?
Fine, how you doing, Joey?
Pretty good. What's up?
I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going to stop and get me a six-pack, some bag of chips, and every time they mention Trump, I hope Trump trolls him, calls in, says he wants his 30 seconds. I think that would be awesome.
He'll probably be on Air Force One while this is happening. He left an hour or two ago for Japan and the G20 coming up soon.
I would love it. If he tweets something, I hope they have somebody where they're asking questions via tweet, and Trump gets in there on them. You know, it ain't going to take nothing for him just to stir the pot, and they'll lose their minds. They'll lose their minds.
Yes, I have a question for Pocahontas. Why did you claim you were an American Indian when you signed up for the bar in Texas?
I have something to say, but it's not radio friendly.
Fair enough. If you hear me hiccup, sometimes I am just talking too fast and I have dry mouth. But then sometimes it's like, oop, I can't say that dirty word on air. I got to say something else.
Yeah, that's wildly inappropriate for radio.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the six pack and the bag of chips and the show tonight.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, Eric. Real quickly, Newstalk, you're on there. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Smooth Operator.
Hey, man, what's up?
Not much. I was just laying in on your question, and I'm going to watch a little bit of the debate tonight, but I think I'm going to do a lot more cooking and probably sit on the porch and watch the grass grow, because I believe that President Trump is going to continue to keep making America great again, and so it's kind of a waste of time. I'd rather watch the grass grow.
Well, I hear you. I appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you. And Newstalk, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey.
Hey.
Hey, it's Wayne. What is this, the Joey Clark radio day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all week, baby. 4 hours.
Way to go, big man. Hey, the only thing, and the Democrat debate is probably just going to be better than the other sitcoms that are on tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
But one thing I would really like to hear people do is quit calling it a Democratic debate and quit calling them Democratic. They are Democrats, and this is a Democrat debate. There's nothing Democratic about those people.
Yeah, well, I hear your point.
All.
Yeah, they're the Big D Democrats.
Right. There's absolutely nothing Democratic about those people.
And Big D only refers to the party name. It's not referring to anything else about these people.
Well, and even it is the Democrat Party. It's not the Democratic Party.
Right.
And I know it's semantics, but to me it's very important because it is not descriptive of those people. Not Democratic. Not at all.
Oh, but they're going to try to save our democracy from darkness.
Oh, of course. and they know nothing about democracy. Nothing at all. I mean, democracy, as you've heard a million times, is two lions and a sheep deciding what's for dinner.
Well, my favorite line about democracy, Wayne, is that democracy is the theory that the common man knows what he wants and deserves to get it good and hard.
I like that one. I like that one. I'm going to have to remember that one, But it's only semantics. Actually, it's not semantics. It is the actual form of the word that is used. But everybody has been brought into referring to them as Democratic, and they're just not.
Well, I hear you, Wayne, and hide all the sharp objects if you do watch tonight. Get out the sky.
You know what? I'm just going to have a couple of beers and laugh.
There you go.
Thanks, Jelly.
Appreciate it, Wayne. Folks, we got to hit this break. Be right back.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry congratulates everyone who qualified for the 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000. It's been an exciting few weeks, full of suspense, and we're happy to announce that a winner was finally chosen. Congratulations to Tracy Hamill for winning the 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. And congratulations again to all of you who qualified. And remember Marguerite's when you want to purchase or create that exquisite piece of jewelry. Marguerite's, located in the shops at Peppertree.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Wednesday afternoon traffic, and we don't see a lot of problems for you. The boulevard's rolling along pretty smoothly. We also don't see any hang-ups on the interstates, and the 31s all look good. We do have a little problem in Prattville. It is on Highway 82, starting about Highway 14 going out to Washington Ferry Road. There's some construction that has traffic backed up in that area. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Shop July 4th savings and get a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit for just $179. And save $10 on a DeWalt Tough Grip 27-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set now for just $9.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-3 U.S. only.
A wise man once said, the quality of the result is remembered long after the price is paid. He was